I think teams that stink and are unsold on their quarterbacks and are drafting high will just keep picking quarterbacks. I think that's the way to go. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us courtesy of Bed River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. What say you, Mike, about that? Do teams that stink and have given up on quarterbacks, should they just keep picking quarterbacks?
Yeah, I understand what Tyler's saying about it not becoming commonplace, and that's true. But I do think it's become such an increasingly quarterback league. You know, Mahomes, I don't know if it was Mahomes that changed things, but if you got to look what Mahomes did for the Chiefs, and when something like that happens, it does put pressure. It just seems to put pressure on every team that nothing matters but the quarterback. And Rosen went number 10, by the way.
Okay.
So Arizona did do something similar. And, you know, Arizona, I think most people say, did the right thing there by dumping on Rosen and going with Kyler Murray. You've got, you know, they're in a division with Russell Wilson. And, you know, they had Jared Goff, a number one overall pick. Now there's Stafford, Garoppolo. The 49ers made a big move there. They're making another big move. I mean, it's, you know, look what the 49ers are doing. They made a big move for Garoppolo and then made another big move to replace Garoppolo.
Right. Right.
It will be, you know, 3 years later.
Right.
That's what it's become is you got to have the quarterback. And if you don't have one, and if you try and you miss, the Broncos missed on Paxton Lynch. They got to start trying. They got to start trying to get one, especially in that AFC West.
Well, Mike, what's the fallout of the Sam Darnold trade for the Broncos? How does that impact us and maybe our likelihood of getting a QB?
I think the big thing it does is it takes Carolina, it kind of moves them out of the way, I would think. If the Broncos want to move up to number 5 from number 9, Carolina's not in their way. You know, trading up from number 8. Deshaun Watson, obviously, no one's touching him right now. Carolina, I think, was deep, really deep into Deshaun Watson. They had to move the other way there. I think what it comes down to, guys, is the Broncos will now, the next dominoes to fall will be, you know, the Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, Nick Foles of acquire a veteran. And if you acquire one of those veterans, I think one possibility, I think, for the Broncos is they could acquire one of those veterans and still get a Mac Jones or Justin Fields in the draft.
Sure.
And I think it's going to come down to those two, Fields or Jones for the Broncos in the draft, just because Trey Lance, his schedule doesn't quite fit the Broncos' schedule. The Broncos want to get going here in 2021. Lance makes more sense for the 49ers at number 3 than he does for the Broncos at number 9. So I think it's either Fields or Jones in the draft, and either Alex Smith or Minshew or Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater in the trade market. And
Which one? I mean, you know, They're all of them have their sort of different set of circumstances. Which one if it's one of those vets?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying you pick up a veteran like that through the trade, and you say which one. You know, if the Bears are going to want a third round pick for Foles, and the Panthers will you know, take a seventh rounder for Bridgewater, it's going to be Bridgewater. You know, that's going to be a determining factor. All those guys, you know, figure to be available. Alex Smith would be strictly a mentor type, you know, a free agent type. But then, you know, I don't think that precludes the Broncos from still making a play for a quarterback at number 9 or higher.
All right. Well, it's going to be fascinating.
I mean, to me, that could be kind of exciting. You know, everyone is saying, what are the Broncos doing? What are they doing? They're not doing anything at quarterback, and it's possible, I would think, that they could make two moves before May 1st. That would be that'd be interesting to see if that happened, obviously.
Is there a guy in the draft that you think the Broncos are hoping will slide to number 9?
Zach Wilson?
You're fine.
I don't know. I mean, it's Jones or Fields, and I don't know. I'm sure inside the building there's Jones, to me, fits Pat Shurmur's system better than Fields would, but I think Fields is way more talented. Supremely, you know, he's a guy that he's a guy you better change your offense for. Mm. So it just depends on which direction the Broncos want to go there. You know, if they're, you know, Shurmur and, you know, Shula are going to have to I think with Shula, what he did with Cam Newton in Carolina, I think it's possible that Fields, you know, they could make it work here, Fields here with the Broncos. I think Fields is the more talented quarterback, and therefore that should be their target. But I also understand, you know, Mac Jones might be more ready on day one because he's accurate and, you know, he's savvy and those kind of things. So, but one of those two, you know, if one of those two, it'll be interesting if they slide to number 9 or the Broncos move up and try to get one of those guys at whether they have to go to number 5 or number 6, somewhere in there. Depends on Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, Matt Ryan, they moved his contract around so that they really can't release him next year either. Because
wow.
of the cap hit.
Really?
Yeah. So there's no guarantee.
No
there's,
kidding.
There's some thought out there that Atlanta won't take a quarterback at number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. And if that were to happen, Mike, I mean, honestly, if Atlanta selects Kyle Pitts, for example, well, what's after that? I mean, seriously, if Atlanta doesn't select a QB, I can't see the next quarterback slipping to number 9 to the Broncos unless the Patriots were to move up and jump the Broncos to 7 or whatever. But, I mean, who's going to take a QB?
Yeah, Chicago's at number 20. Washington is at number 19. You know, remember with Mahomes, the Chiefs went from 27 to 10 get him. So, you know, and even the Saints are back there at 28, I think.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you have to keep your head on a swivel, eyes in the back of your eyes, all that for those quarterback needy teams behind you. I don't think the Broncos, you know, standing pat at 9, that would be really risky. I would think they'd have to make a move up to 5 or 6 to get their guy.
I agree. And I don't know why Atlanta wouldn't deal. Guess if you love Kyle Pitts, I guess, but it just feels to me they could get so much more value. And if that would be something, man. So how it cannot be a Broncos or George Payton strategy to hope that they could just stay there at 9 if they do like Justin Fields and he falls. There's just no way they can hope that. That's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, I that's if. To put that caveat on there, they have to love Justin Fields and, mm-hmm. Or Mac Jones. And to me, if you're going to move up from 9 to 4 and the price it's going to cost not only your number 9 pick, you're swapping that out. So
that's no
big deal, but probably, I'm guessing here a present, a current year second or third round pick, I'd say a second rounder, and next year's number 1. That's costly for a team that's 5-11. So you have to really believe in, let's say, Justin Fields. To me, you don't do that for Mac Jones. I hate to say that. To me, you would do that for Justin Fields because of the talent, you know, the high end talent that you have there. But that's me. I don't know where they're at upstairs. And to be honest, they're, you know, I'm sure George Payton is interviewing all these guys on Zoom and watching over all kinds of tape. And I'm not sure he's made a final determination.
Yeah, I just don't want to pass him by. And it kind of feels like it has been. That's all. And
not over yet. Yep, not over yet.
It's close.
In fact,
it's close.
Well, I think today, I'm thinking today's trade, by getting Carolina out of the way, the Jets already, you know, they were taking Zach Wilson. By getting Carolina out of the way, it opened up the avenue, the path a little bit for the Broncos.
But if we hear about the Patriots moving up to number four tomorrow, it's all going to be your fault, Mike. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand. And they, I think that's possible. And again, I think, the Bears just made that play for Andy Dalton. I don't think Andy Dalton.
I'm just saying, man, if the Falcons are just going to, I bet their phone's ringing off the hook. And just waiting around to draft day to see if it happens to me is fool's gold. You know, I mean, it's too risky, I think.
Yeah. Now, despite Ryan's contract, Terry Fontenot, I do think he's apt to go, you know, he wants to get a quarterback. You know, he's a first year GM. I think he would love to get a quarterback. We'll have to see. I'd have to take a, but I've heard that the,
they're stuck with Ryan, huh? They're stuck with
Ryan. Yeah, that contract, and they redid the contract recently and put enormous cap hit on if they release or trade him in 2022.
Wow.
So we'll
see.
We'll see how it plays. You know, we only got, three more weeks to talk about it?
It goes, but who was expecting this deal today? Nobody. I mean, and so you can say, hey, this isn't going to happen until draft day or before. You can say it all you want, but boom, this just happened today. And maybe it is an owner in Tepper who's, you know, overly excited about everything. I don't know. You cannot explain why teams do what they do. I just don't want to hear, Mike, Tyler, the Broncos were going to do something. They really wanted to do something, but it just passed them by. I guess I just don't want to hear that. And I'm not sure if that's already happened or not.
What about Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater, one of those two, and Drew Lock?
That would stink. That's nothing.
And you pass up on Fields.
Oh my God.
And you pass up on Mac Jones and you take
you know what? Hey,
Michael Parsons.
Guys, if those are my options, I'd rather just bring in Alex Smith to be an adult mentor for Drew Lock. I'd rather do that. But that Tyler, you?
No, I would rather get one of those guys than bring in Alex Smith. But see, the one thing that I feel like you always forget in this conversation is if you're going to move up, like Mike said, you have to love the guy. It's not as simple as just, okay, if somebody falls to you at 9, it's a lot easier to select them than moving up and giving up 2 first rounders to go to number 4, which, Mike, is what I personally think is what it would take to do it preemptively right now. But if you were to give up multiple first rounders, you got to know that you love the guy. And I don't see a single quarterback in this year's draft that I'm comfortable doing that for. So I just don't think it's as simple as D-Mac paints it.
Yeah, I can see falling in love with Fields and
me too.
Giving up. I cannot see them falling in love with, like, Jones. I do think the Broncos really like Mac Jones, but I don't think Mac Jones is the type where you give up 2 first round picks for him.
But he's probably the type that you would take him at 9 if he fell. So, you know, there's a big difference.
You would take him at 9.
Yeah.
You take Mac Jones. That's what I'm saying. You might move up for Fields. You sit at 9 and take Mac Jones.
Risky. So risky. But who knows? Maybe you can read the room. Hey, by the way, I was in your neighborhood over the weekend, Mike, in lovely Golden, Colorado.
I heard. You did Lookout Mountain?
I did. That was awesome. I failed miserably on Saturday out of McKenna. Got all the way over there, and then I got all messed up just as I was about to do it. And it ticked me off so much the next day I just said, screw it. And I just did the whole ride all over again and got up there the next day. So that was really cool, man. Have you ever done that? Have you ever ridden a bike up Lookout Mountain?
Oh, no, I just drive by and I cannot believe, because that is steep. For those who haven't done it, that is one steep, windy, and long ride up Lookout Mountain Drive there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I have driven up there and admired how grueling those cyclists put themselves through to get up there. But I generally go up there and have a Buffalo Burger.
There you go.
Which are good at the Buffalo Bills Museum.
There you go.
Is that where your turnover is?
It's not the Buffalo Bills Museum. It's Buffalo Bills Museum. You make it like Jim Kelly's going to be there. You're going to get the Thurman Thomas burger.
No, it's not an apostrophe S.
Well, I guess it was.
I don't know how he was supposed to say it.
I guess that is true. Yeah. Buffalo Bills. All right. Anyways. You got a great, I love Golden. It's a great town. I hardly ever get over there, but telling my wife, Mike Kliss lives here, and we were looking for the statue, but we couldn't find it. So, but there you go. All right, Mike. We got to roll. We're late. Mike Kliss, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Ooh.